developing an outcome for an individual is an important part of your service delivery plan. If you are going to improve the quality of services and supports and be able to evaluate your effectiveness of care, you need to start with solid, person-centered outcomes. The first place to start is with the individual. Learn about them. Find out what is important to them. What they enjoy doing. What are their dreams and goals? What skills need development or improvements? Imagine if you were being asked the questions that you ask the individuals you support. These are deep, thought-provoking questions. Springing them on a person you support while there are four or five people staring at them at their team meeting might not be the best way to approach gathering this information. They may respond with, "I don't know," or they may respond with something they think someone else wants to hear. Talking to them one-on-one in a place they are comfortable and at a time when they are most open is a good approach. Maybe it's going for a walk, sitting in the backyard if at home, or if you're a day service provider, taking a lunch break together to have a conversation. Starting by creating truly person-centered outcomes is the first step before you can start to design systems to evaluate how effective these services and supports truly are at meeting the desired outcome.